Welcome to the Monday, January 17th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. Aaron Dolan, Joe Fortenbaugh, we have got you covered with everything you need to know heading into the final wild card matchup of the weekend. So sit back, relax, and let us get you set for a day full of action.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
All right, boys and girls, welcome back to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. She is Aaron Dolan. I'm Joe Fortenbaugh. She is smoking hot right now. How many bets on Daily Wager have you hit in a row? I saw the tweet and I thought to myself, I'm not liking this. I'm not retweeting this. I don't want to come anywhere near it for fear of mushing how scorching hot you've been right now.
No, I'm 13-0, but that started last week with the, you know, week 18, which nobody wanted to give any picks for that because we had no idea how that was going to go. So I got lucky, and then it has just been rolling. So I'm petrified to give out a pick today. I'm like, there's no way and no chance I'm going to be able to stay hot, but hopefully, fingers crossed. But yeah,
no,
it's been fun.
You got the wrong mindset. Right now, you are the meme of Walter White from Breaking Bad. Saying this train stops for no one. That's what you are right now. This train stops for no one. So let's start with the final wild card game of the weekend. Rams hosting the Cardinals. Rams laying 3.5, total of 49.5. It's been Arizona money, depending on where you look. Mm-hmm. The Rams did open as high as 5 at some shops at the beginning, trickled down to 4.5, 4. And then about Sunday afternoon at some time, or actually it may have been the Friday, Saturday transition, we saw this pop down to 3.5. I've got a little play on the side and some props, but I want to start with you because you are why the people are here. What are you thinking about tonight's game?
Oh, no, I'm not, Joe. I loved the Cardinals when they were +4.5 earlier in the week, but that line has dropped down too much. So a prop that I do like is Matthew Stafford to throw an interception. He didn't get picked off when they beat the Cardinals in that Monday Night Football showdown back on December 13th, but he's been pretty terrible in terms of throwing picks this season. He's tied with Trevor Lawrence for a league worst 17 interceptions. He's thrown at least one in 10 of the last 14 games, 11 since week 9. Now, we know with Matthew Stafford, of course, first year being with the Rams, but he's never won a postseason game in his career. But in the 3 games that he has played in the postseason, he's thrown 4 interceptions in those games. So I think the pressure really ramping up on him, and especially the postseason, may make him, you know, sling the ball just a little bit carelessly there and throw an interception in this game.
Literally impossible for me to not like that pick, given everything I've seen from Stafford the last few weeks. I think the world expects him to go out and melt down here tonight. I'm not so sure. I would definitely not bet against you with him throwing a pick with the way he's been lately. Here's what I've got for the card tonight. I am going to play the Rams. Now, this isn't my favorite of the plays, but when it comes to the side, I'll lay the 3.5. Evaluate the teams for who they are, not who they were. And while the Rams have been sloppy down the stretch, yes, they have won 5 of their final 6. Like, they did still find a way to win in Baltimore and Minnesota. Exactly. It didn't look good, but they got it done. Now, I would normally be betting against a team like that in this spot if their opponent wasn't stumbling worse than they are, and that's the Arizona Cardinals. Started 7-0. Since then, they've gone 4-6. The scoring during the 7-0 streak from 32 points per game down to 22 points per game. The defense during the 7-0 streak was giving up just 16 points per game. Now they're giving up 25 points per game. If this was only a 10-game season and the only thing we saw from the Cardinals was the 4-6 run, we wouldn't be impressed at all with them. That's why I'm going to play the Rams at 3.5. I think the Cardinals are in a worse situation right now than the Rams. Couple of props for you. AJ Green over 43.5 receiving yards. The Rams run a ton of zone. Third most zone defensive coverages in all the NFL. Green is the best guy against the zone for Arizona. First game against the Rams this year, 5 grabs for 67 yards and a score. Second game, 7 grabs for 102 yards and no scores. I'm leaning into that, going over 43.5. Conversely, on the Rams side, Tyler Higbee, the tight end, I'm going under 40.5 yards. I think a lot of people are going to play the over because when you look at this, He's gone over this total in each of his last four games. So his recent trend, red hot to this number. But there's a reason it's lower than you would expect. And that's what people need to dive into here. Arizona is elite at defending opposing tight ends. All right, elite. They allowed just 59 receptions to the position, third fewest in the NFL. Fourth fewest receiving yards allowed to the tight end position. And they only gave up two TDs to tight ends all year long, which is tied for the fewest. I don't think Higbee is going to have a big night. I'm going under 40.5 receiving yards for him, over 43.5 receiving yards for AJ Green, and Rams minus 3.5. Now that is what we'll be talking about in part on tonight's megacast, which you can check out on ESPN Plus. The Daily Wager crew will be teaming up with the NFL Live crew, Laura Rutledge, Mina Kimes, Dan Orlovsky, and Marcus Spears. We did this last year for the Ravens-Titans wildcard game. We're doing it again tonight, so be sure to check us out on ESPN Plus. Shameless plug woven in between the NFL game and the NBA card for tonight. I know you've got some action on the hardwood. Yeah. What are you thinking?
Well, first off, I'm really excited for that megacast. That's going to be so much fun. I can't wait to tune into that. So very exciting things there.
Losing money in real time is exactly what my parents intended for me when I was a child. They want to see it on national TV.
No, it'll be good. It'll be good. All right, looking at the NBA slate, I'm taking a look at the Bucks Hawks now. These two teams, we don't know what's going on with them. Milwaukee's lost five of its last seven, while the Hawks have lost five in a row, 10 consecutive home games. The total is the highest on the board for this one right now. We have two great scorers going head-to-head. You have Giannis ranks third in scoring. Then you have Trae Young ranking number four there. Two picks that I like for that game is Giannis over 11.5 boards. He's hit this in three of the last four games. And I also like the Bucks first half team total over 58.5. Now, the Bucks score on average 57 points per game in that first half. They usually pick it up in that first half, which is why we really like talking about that first half spread for the Bucks typically, just because they've been so great at covering that. The last time I picked that, though, they did not. It was a bad, bad beat there. But Atlanta's 28th in defensive rating, 25th in points allowed. So I think they'll be able to hit over 58.5 in that first half. Looking at the Suns Spurs, I like Deontay Murray under 27.5 for points and rebounds. Now, his points prop listed at 21.5. He's gone over that number in three of the last four games, which is why I'm looking at points plus rebounds, because the last time these two teams met, Murray had 17 points and 6 rebounds. But you have a Suns team that's fourth on defense in terms of points, top three in three-point percentage, field goal percentage, and second in defensive rating. They already beat this team 108-104, so I do like the under for Deontay Murray under 27.5 points and rebounds. Lastly, Jazz versus the Lakers. The Lakers are just – they're just such a terrible defensive team. I don't understand how you could be possibly this bad at 27th on defense, allowing 114 points to opponents. Now, the Jazz are number one in scoring in the NBA, so – make sure you take a look for the Jazz team total, not posted just yet. But I do like this market that I found, Jazz and under 232.5 plus 175. I do think the Jazz will be able to beat the Lakers, even though they are on that back-to-back. And I also think this game could potentially go under, even though I know I had mentioned the Jazz number one in scoring, Lakers terrible on defense, just because they will potentially have tired legs. And I'm not sure if the Lakers can put up that many points against this Utah Jazz team. So those are the three, about the four plays that I like for the NBA card tonight.
Two key reasons why I'm such a big fan of yours. One, you are also a loser Philadelphia fan like myself. You suffered through the misery like I have, so we have that in common. But two, a very thorough researcher you are. And I have been a nerd my whole life, so I can recognize the nerdy research stats and the time that goes into what you do, especially with these NBA
cards. Somebody just called me a nerd lately, and I was like, what do you mean I'm a nerd? Like, that's the last word I ever thought of myself. And they're like, no, Aaron, you look at numbers. And I was like, that makes me a nerd. And they were like, yes, you enjoy looking at numbers.
Yes, and also not a negative comment. It is a positive comment. It is a compliment, which is how you should take it. It's funny how early in your life, if someone calls you that, you think they're slighting you, which they probably are. And later in life, it's like, oh, thank you very much. I've tried very hard to do this work. Thank you for noticing. I'll slide one NBA play in here. It's one I've been following for a while. I don't think it's been rocket science betting unders in these Dallas Mavericks games. Tonight they're playing Oklahoma City. Game opened 208, went up to 210. I don't know why. And I've seen this happen in a few Mavericks games. So you let it go up, you bet the under, and then it doesn't even come close. That's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to play under 210. You evaluate Dallas. They're just an incredible under team this season, 29-13-1 to the under. OKC is an under team as well. You combine all the games played between these two teams, the unders come in 63% of the time. Now, that's an interesting note, but the bookmakers know this as well. So it's baked into the line. You're not getting an edge because of that. Dallas, fifth in defensive rating, going against a team that ranks dead last in the NBA in scoring. So pardon me, I don't think Oklahoma City is going to explode tonight. Now, I know they did a couple games ago against Brooklyn. That's great. But Brooklyn was in an awful travel spot and sat Kevin Durant in that game. So that was an outlier performance. It's not the norm for OKC. And when we talk about pace, which all of us talk about on the shows all the time, pace is essentially a metric that gives you the average amount of possessions a team has per game. The higher the pace, the more possessions. The more possessions, the more shots. The more shots, the more scoring. That's how it flows. Dallas is 29th in pace. They move incredibly slow. Oklahoma City, 16th in pace. They move at about a league average. And both teams are rested, so I don't think there's going to be weak legs on the defensive end of the floor. So we're going to go under 210 points, Mavericks, OKC. And that, boys and girls, is a wrap for today. 10-plus minutes of the bets you needed, as promised. She's Aaron Dolan. I'm Joe Fortenbaugh. Mega cast tonight, ESPN Plus for the Rams and the Cardinals. Come join us. Come party. We'd love to have you. But until next time, best of luck tonight. We'll catch you Tuesday morning.